Okay. What about if she broke off the relationship? If she decided that he wasn't good enough for her, you would say that she
broke the engagement.
Okay, what about a more familiar term? What else would you say?
I haven't had it happen to me, I can't tell.
Okay, what about the term jilted? She jilted him?
Jilted him.
Yeah.
What is jilted?
Jilted. Okay. You've heard that though?
Yeah, jilted. Okay. Yeah, that's what it means on one or the other. He jilted her and she jilted him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, if a boy and a girl have just been to the church and had the ceremony, you say they're just newly what?
Weds.
Well, okay, or they have just been
married.
Okay, and what other terms, as a humorous terms, would you use?
Bride and groom.
Okay, or you. You can say they have just been
united, knots been tied.
Okay, what else? Hitched? They've just been hitched?
Hitched.
Okay. They've just jumped the broomstick?
Yeah, they tied the knot.
Okay. At the wedding, who's the man who stands up with the groom?
Best man.
Okay. And the girl who stands up with the bride?
Bridesmaid.
Okay. What about a ceremony that they have for newlyweds right after a wedding? Sometimes the friends...
Reception?
Let's say in the old days, sometimes the friends of the new couple would go over and they would sing outside the apartment or the house, and sometimes they would bring over gifts, but mostly they would just sing and make noise outside the house of the newlyweds.
I call that a disturbance.
Okay, what about the term chivalry? Chivalry? Have you heard the term chivalry? It's often the...
Is that a housewarming?
Excuse me?
Is that a housewarming? You know what a housewarming is?
No.
When you build a new house, people bring you different items of furniture, cakes, and so forth.
Okay. Did you always call that a housewarming?
Yeah.
You ever hear the term pounding?
Yeah, same different.
A pounding, the same thing?
Yeah.
Okay. No, this is a noisy kind of celebration. Sometimes it would be the friends of the newlyweds or just the boys in the neighborhood. They'd come over and all night they'd make noise outside, you know, to keep the newlyweds awake and annoyed. That was called a chivalry. But you never went to one?
No, I wouldn't do that.
Okay. Okay, if you're talking about somebody who lived close by, you would say, well, if they lived on the next street, you would say, oh, they lived just...
2 blocks away, a half a block away.
Okay.
He's not a close neighbor, he's a neighbor.
Let's say if you were down at the bottom of a hill and you had some friends who lived up at the top of the hill and somebody came looking for the Browns,
mm-hmm.
It was the Brown house up the top of the hill. Well, you would say, well, this isn't the right house. The Browns are...
in the White House, top of the hill.
Or whatever. Or you'd say the Browns live...